Let's go out on Broadway. Yeah.
One, two, three. She's got a way.
got a smile that heals me. Don't know why it is, but I have to laugh when she reveals me. She's got a way of talking. Don't know why it is, but it lifts me up when we go walking anywhere. She comes to me when I'm feeling down, inspires me when the sun she touches me. I get turned around. She's got a way of showing how I make her feel. And I find the strength to keep on going. She's got a light around her everywhere she goes. A million dreams of love surround her. To me when I'm feeling down, inspires me with a sound. She touches me, I can turn around. Oh, 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 oh. She's got a smile that heals me.
Yeah, so then we got divorced. And that was the end of that. So don't listen to me because I have no idea what I'm talking about. Next album came out in 1977. The album was called Stranger. And it had four hit singles on that album, but one of these was a single and one of them was just an album track, so you guys pick. The first choice was a hit single, a song called Just the Way You Are. Other choice, an album track, a song called Vienna. Out there, you're so small. Tell me why you're still so. This album was down that came out in 1975, I guess, ish, mid-70s. The album is called Streetlight Serenade. Not a big seller. Okay. Man of the Turkey had one hit off the whole album. Anyway, the two choices off that album, really, those are the two choices? That's what you picked? Man, that must have been a shame. All right, well, let's see. No, it wasn't on that album. Anyway, okay, so one of the songs was called Roberta. The name's Stuart. And the other song was called The Entertainer.
I'm not a serenader, and I'm not alone.
Thank you. On the keyboards, from New Jersey, that's Dave Rosenthal on keyboards. Yeah, look at back in the mid-70s. Record company always wanted you to put out more albums, more albums, more albums, more albums. And I thought if I didn't put out, keep putting out albums, I wouldn't be around anymore. You think about, you know, look what the Beatles did. Between 1962 and 1970, they put out 12 freaking albums. Every single one of them was a monster album. But it burned them out. And by the time they got to that 12 albums, that's it. Okay. No more. I know. Anyway, the next album we're going to get to is the 52nd Street. This came out in 1979. And the two songs we're going to throw out, neither of these was a hit single. These were both album tracks. Back in the day when they actually played album tracks. Okay, the first choice is a song called Stiletto. All the sadomasochists. And the next choice is a song called Zanzibar. Thank you. Mr. Josh Scholl on one, and Mr. Mighty Carl Fisher on trumpet. Okay, what's next to you? Okay, 1980 is the album. Now called Glass Houses. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Here's the two choices. One of these was sort of a semi-hit, not really. And the other one didn't even get released as a single. I'm trying to go obscure. First choice from the Glass House album is a song called Sleeping with the Television. The other choice, a song called Don't Ask Me Why. How did you know? 1973, I recorded an album called Piano Man. Not doing that one, but we'll do a song off that album that doesn't get played that much. I had just moved out to the West Coast from New York, and better than it is here now. anyway, it was an eye-opener for me. I always wanted to write a song from that era. There were a lot of hits that were kind of country-influenced. And you never heard country music in New York. We didn't have a country station here. I thought country music was like, some of the songs on their own, until they're interpreted a certain way. I can't stop loving you. I might love my mind. You live in memory. All a little lost time. And then you hear somebody like Ray Charles do. This was on the Piano Man album. It was not a hit single, but it was a song I really liked doing and recording. This is a song called Stomp in the Bob. You always found it hard to take her. She wouldn't listen to advice. Though he never tried to make her, she often thought it would be nice. Thank you. Dickey. On the guitar, from the South Shore, Long Island, that's Tommy Burns on guitar.
Thank you.
and then I knew you.
Thank you.
Boston back in 1989. And the guy who produced that album for me was the guy who wrote all the great hit songs for a band called Foreigner. His name was Mick Jones. And him and another guy who was the singer of all those great songs are here with us tonight. We'd like to bring them on up and do some of their songs. Please welcome Mick Jones and Lou Graham.
Emergency! Emergency! Thank you so much. We've had a ball with Billy and his band. We're rehearsing, hanging around. Trying to think what we could bring to this party. I think we need to bring the ice.
but out it came out in 1980, and that was called Glass Houses. And some radio stations wouldn't play this one. It was considered to be too risque. It's called Sometimes a Fantasy. She can kill with a smile, she can move with her eyes. She can run away with a casual life. she only reveals what she wants you to see. She hides that child, but she's always around to me. She can lead you to love, she can take or leave. She can ask for the truth, but she'll never believe. She'll take what you give her as long as it's free. As she steals back me, she's always around.
Thank you.
It's Mike Delgunas.
We ain't too bad.
Amen.